Andrea Carter, Andrea Carter, Carter. Date of birth is 2688. She was seen yesterday, 5/5/2025. 37-year-old woman lives at home with her HIPAA provider services and her husband. Patient does smoke but doesn't drink alcohol. She's married. She is from Houston. She's been here now for 6 years. She's a nursing. She used to work in nursing for most of her life period. She has two children. She has a history of hypertension, diabetes, history of foot infection, asthma, cervical cancer, and severe neuropathy causing severe leg pain on the left side, difficulty with walking 2 to 3 steps to the point that she cries in pain. Her blood pressure is quite elevated at 155 or 114 today, period. New paragraph, as far as her cervical cancer is concerned, she's in the process of getting hooked up at MD Anderson. As far as her neck pain is concerned, she was diagnosed with severe cervical stenosis. She's scheduled to see someone for surgery, but that has been put on hold because of insurance information. At the time of examination, it's quite sad how much she has lost the ability to walk with left-sided weakness, and I explained to her that if she doesn't take care of this, she will probably end up in a wheelchair soon, and some of the nerve damage will be irreversible, period. Surgery, she's had 6 section gallbladder surgery, allergy, non-drug allergy. An exam, before we go to her exam, patient also had a history of MBA 2 years ago. She says that's when her problem started with her walking and her neck pain, and she has not been able to get much help regarding this issue, period. Review of system, has had no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, blood pressure is elevated, she feels terrible, she has severe left leg pain, she's in severe pain, her blood pressure is quite elevated because of that. She's an obese black woman, she's on Ozempic, she's lost some weight on Ozempic, her blood sugars have been out of control, which is distributing to her neuropathy, but it's definitely showing some improvement, period. She's also has had a history of diarrhea off and on, she has a history of asthma, which she uses albuterol inhaler on a regular basis. Period. She used a cane and a walker to get around, but that has not been very successful in controlling her symptoms, controlling her ability to ambulate either, period. Medications include medications, leave that alone. I don't have the medication list at this time. I'll add that up in just a minute. An exam, blood pressure is 155 over 114, pulse is 90, respiration is 18. Good morning, sir. O2 sat's 95%, heart positive, small positive is 2, lungs, free bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Or a mucosal pain, legionological non-focal. Patient has totally lost the ability. Patient has much diminished DTRs on the left side. Pedal edema noted. Assessment number one, 37-year-old woman with history of diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, cervical stenosis severe to the point that she's in agony as far as pain is concerned. It's affecting her ambulation. She's in desperate need of surgery regarding her back. She's also regarding her neck, regarding spinal stenosis, it's taking a toll on her body. She also has diabetes and diabetic neuropathy, which is also affecting her ability to walk and her pain. Patient is obese. She's an Ozempic trying to lose weight, period. She also has a history of asthma, which she uses a nebulizer for. Cervical cancer needs to be evaluated. She was scheduled for a PET scan, but because of insurance reason had to be discontinued, she's trying to get into the MD Anderson institution to get this thing taken care of, period. Blood pressure is elevated. It's multifactorial because of her pain, and also her blood pressure medication may not be adequate, period. In the paragraph, I explained to her that she needs to stop what she's doing and she needs to get into a specialist and get the cervical stenosis taken care of as soon as possible, period, because of sequelae and issues that it can cause in the future. Patient and her husband understand that. Patient also taking pain medication to control her pain. She was referred for palliative care because her regular doctor is not giving her enough pain medication, but she's definitely not a candidate for hospice or palliative care because she has definitely longer than 6 months to live, and she definitely needs to look into the issues that was mentioned above. Thank you.